goose. I make beautiful music, press it up on wax and move it. Your label got you sitting on the shelf, you useless. When I press up wax, the DJs use it. Homie, I put out more wax than a Q-tip. Soul controller of the mixtapes, your boy spit. Papoose, I'm a controller.
Welcome to the FNTSY News Desk, brought to you by The Daily News. I'm Adam Ronis here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. With you for the next half hour, getting you up to date on all the latest headlines in sports. Obviously, heavy football today, as most of Week 6 is in the books. Also, we'll start it off with, obviously, the top story in the NFL right now. That's Ben Roethlisberger. Had a knee injury. He underwent a mastectomy today, and they said that is the removal of all or part of the torn meniscus, and the recovery timetable is much shorter than a full repair, so they're saying it's possible that Roethlisberger is back in Week 9. Remember, the Steelers play this week at home against New England. He will be out. Landry Jones will start, which obviously hurts the offensive value from a fantasy perspective for them. And then they have a bye in Week 8, so it's certainly possible that Roethlisberger could return in Week 9. Doug Martin was slated to return this week, but the Bucs have a practice today, and he did not practice. That doesn't mean anything. It's a little bit of a concern, but let's not worry just yet. Obviously, the next few days will be the telltale sign. Let's look at a scoreboard from yesterday. The Bills, they improved to 4-2 with a 45-16 win over the 49ers, who are 1-5. The Bills started off 0-2. A lot of people like Rex Ryan stinks. They are now 4-2. Tyrod Taylor, 179 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. He also rushed 68 times on 8 carries. LeSean McCoy, huge game. We all expected this. He was a great DFS play. When you take into account he's the centerpiece of this offense, going against the porous run defense of San Francisco and going against his former coach Chip Kelly, it all added up to a huge day for McCoy. 19 carries, 140 yards, and 3 touchdowns, 2 catches for 2 yards. He did have a scare in this game going down. Looked like it was a serious knee injury right before the end of the first half, but he did return to start the second half. He wasn't in on the first play, but he came in on the second. So crisis averted. Mike Gillisley, the backup to him, at 6 carries, 60 yards, and a touchdown. So if you're a McCoy owner, you might want to pick Gillisley up now. In the passing game, Charles Clay, 5 for 52 on 7 targets. Clay doesn't have a high floor, but this is the third straight game he has 5 receptions. With no Sammy Watkins, he's going to get targets, as is Robert Woods, who had 6 of them. 5 catches, 44 yards, and a touchdown. So Woods had a bad week last week, but 3 of the last 4, he's been solid. Again, not a high ceiling. This is a team that's not going to pass the ball heavily, but Woods can give you, 8 to 12 points in a PPR league on a given week. Justin Hunter scored a touchdown, his second of the year, but his only catch for 30 yards on the day. For San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick at quarterback for the 49ers. Not great. 13 of 29, 187 passing yards and a touchdown. He was sacked 3 times. Of course, on the ground, he gave you 66 yards rushing on 8 carries, which we expect. He threw the touchdown to Torrey Smith. It was thrown short. Torrey Smith had to come back to get the ball and then did score. So Kaepernick certainly helping Torrey Smith a little bit. But overall, nothing to get excited about with him. Still didn't look like he made any major improvements. Carlos Hyde, 14 carries, 52 yards, did injure his shoulder and came back into the game. Hyde did not catch any passes this week, though. That's something we've seen more from him. Torrey Smith, as we mentioned, 3 receptions, 76 yards and a touchdown on 7 targets. Quentin Patton, 4 for 52. Vance McDonald, 2 for 25. Jeremy Curley got hurt in this game, and that was the concern we had. 7 targets for Curley, but 2 for 12. Curley was averaging 9 targets per game. He had scored 2 weeks in a row, but that was with Blaine Gabbert. And we know Kaepernick, not great at the short intermediate routes with accuracy. So at least for 1 week, it certainly looks like Curley is going to be hurt by the return of Kaepernick at quarterback. The Redskins improved to 4-2 with a 27-20 win over the Eagles, who are now 3-2. Kirk Cousins, decent game here, 263 passing yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He could add another one to Deshaun Jackson, who couldn't hold on right near the end zone. Matt Jones, 16 carries, 135 yards, and a rushing touchdown. 57-yard rushing play came late when they were milking the clock, but still, the numbers count. Rob Kelly, 5-59. Chris Thompson, 9-37, and he even got a goal line carry that he couldn't convert. Pierre Garçon, 11 targets to lead the team, 6-77. Deshaun Jackson is a boomer bust, and he's been mostly bust so far this year, 4-55 on 9 targets. Jay Crowder, 3-52 and a touchdown on only 4 targets. Vernon Davis with no Jordan Reed due to the concussion, 2-50 and a touchdown. He only had 4 targets. And Chris Thompson, 3-29. For the Eagles, they just didn't have the ball much. They had a kick return for a touchdown by Wendell Smallwood and a pick 6 by Malcolm Jenkins. and the Redskins had the ball most of the game. Carson Wentz only attempted 22 passes, completing 11 for 179 passing yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked 5 times. Issues on the Eagles' offensive line right now. Lane Johnson started serving his 10-game suspension, so there were some issues there. Ryan Matthews had a great matchup and 9 for 60. That's great, but no touchdowns, no receptions. So he was certainly hurt by the limited opportunities for the Eagles holding the football. Darren Sproles, 4 for 20 on the ground and only 1 catch for 4 yards. And that's the problem with Sproles sometimes, these low ceiling games. Jordan Matthews led the team with 7 targets, 3 for 75. Nelson Aguilar, 3 for 34. Zach Ertz, another disappointing game. That's 2 straight weeks, just 3 targets. 1 for 22. So we expected more out of Zach Ertz coming off the week 4 bye, as he missed the week 2 and 3 because of injury, but it's not happened. Again, Eagles just did not have the ball much in this game. The Titans move to 500 as they are 3-3, a 28-26 win over the Browns, who fall to 0-6. Although, look, they've been competitive and played better than that. They've had a lot of issues and a lot of injuries, but they haven't been this complete walkover. But we know we could take advantage of them in fantasy, especially quarterbacks. And Marcus Mariota, if you streamed him this week or played him in DFS, you were happy. 284 passing yards on only 17 of 24, 3 touchdowns and a pick, and he rushed 64 yards on 7 carries. That's 2 weeks in a row Mariota has had at least 7 carries and top 60 yards. That just gives him a huge floor every week. And he has a nice upcoming schedule. DeMarco Murray, we liked him in this game. Not great on the ground, 21 for 65, but he did get into the end zone. So he gives you a nice floor every single week. He didn't catch a pass. And this is a guy that had 5 receptions in three of his first 4 games. So that was disappointing. We did see Kendall Wright wake up. He was injured in training camp at the start of the year. He had a down year last year, but we've seen Kendall Wright, who has a 94-catch season on his resume, 8 for 133 and a touchdown to 9 targets. It's still hard to trust receivers in this offense. It's going to be erratic from week to week. Rashard Matthews, 3 for 70 and a touchdown, hauling in all of his 3 targets. Delanie Walker was the disappointment here. Just 1 catch for 21 yards on 2 targets. A great matchup for him. He seems to be the number one guy in this offense, but they shut him down. If you played Delanie Walker, you made the right call. It just did not work out. Cody Kessler, 336 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 6 times. A lot of people streamed the Titans defense this week. Isaiah Crowell, 2nd week in a row, taken out of the game. 9 carries, 16 yards. Duke Johnson, 4 carries, 18 yards and a touchdown. It came late as they were in the hurry-up offense, so Duke Johnson on the field for those passes. Terrell Pryor, one guy we can count on. He's getting it done. 13 targets, 9 receptions, 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ricardo Lewis, 5 for 65. Gary Barnage, 3 for 59. Duke Johnson, 4 for 56. Isaiah Crowell, 2 for 20, as the Browns, again, trying to get that first win. They can't get it here. They went for a 2-point conversion on the second-to-last touchdown and didn't get it. The Giants beat the Ravens 27-23. Both teams are now 3-3, and there was a lot of panic all week on Eli Manning. I've seen a lot of people wanted to cut Eli Manning. They were worried about him. They wanted to bench him for guys like Alex Smith. Hopefully you did it. Eli Manning started slowly, but 32 of 46, 403 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Yes, he did throw 2 picks, but a big game for Eli Manning, and it resulted in a big game for Odell Beckham Jr., who did leave this game with a hip pointer. He returned 8 catches, 222 yards, and 2 touchdowns on 10 targets. So if you bought low on Odell Beckham recently, congratulations. Once again, though, the Giants' running game just not good, and the Ravens have been stout against the run, but Rashad Jennings made his return, just 9 carries for 15 yards. He did catch 4 passes for 20 yards. Bobby Rainey, 6 carries for 13 yards, but only 2 catches for 16 yards. So we thought we might still see him heavily involved in the passing game, but we didn't. Paul Perkins, 2 for 10. Larry Donnell returned from the concussion, 6 catches for 34 yards. Victor Cruz, you know, has been playing a lot of snaps, but there's no production there. 3 for 31 on 7 targets. Sterling Shepard, same thing, a couple bad weeks now. 4 for 25. Lewis scored a touchdown. He came in when Beckham was banged up for a little bit. And we'll tie 2 for 15 for the Giants. For the Ravens, change in offensive coordinator, Marty Morenweg in. And kind of the same thing. You know, Joe Flacco, 48 pass attempts, 307 passing yards, but no touchdowns, no picks. Terrence West, tough matchup here. Couple of injuries on the offensive line. And he still came through. 23 carries, 87 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Dixon, Terrence West, who also caught 4 passes for 36 yards. Kenneth Dixon, still easing him in. Just 2 carries, 11 yards, and 1 catch for 1 yard. So a lot of us thought that Dixon would be the guy that emerged in that backfield. But you're not going away from Terrence West the way he has played. That's 3 good weeks in a row. Mike Wallace, 9 targets, 4 for 97, including a 70-yard reception. Kamar Aiken, who some people picked up, plugged in this week in PPR leagues with no Steve Smith, 6 targets, 4 for 64. Breshad Perriman, 3 for 48 on 8 targets. Dennis Pitta, 6 for 36 on 10 targets. He did get some red zone looks. Pitta's just not a big play guy anymore. So you were happy that you had him on the field, but, you know, really kind of low floor, especially in non-PPR. Look, in PPR leagues, it still looks like he's going to get you 8 to 10, but just not a real high ceiling there for him. We all expected a ton of points in the Saints-Panthers game in New Orleans, and that's exactly what we got. The Saints pull out a win as the Panthers tied it up late, and the Saints kicked a field goal by Lutz late to win this game 41-38. Saints now 2-3, and the Panthers, who appeared in the Super Bowl last year, they are now 1-5, and going into the bye week with a big road ahead if they want to try and get back in this race. Drew Brees, we know he's great at home. He was a great DFS play yesterday, 465 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and a pick. Mark Ingram, though, it's like they want anyone to score but him. He had 16 carries for 51 yards and 2 catches for 9 yards, but Kobe Fleener got a rushing touchdown before Ingram. Fleener also came through in the passing game, 6 catches, 74 yards, a touchdown on 7 targets. And we said, be patient with Fleener. Yeah, he's not a good football player. He doesn't look good at times. But we know the Saints love throwing to the tight end, and tight ends have flourished in this offense. And if you stayed patient on Fleener, it's coming through right now. Brandon Cooks, we know how great he is at home, 9 targets, 7 for 173 and a touchdown. Michael Thomas, he was a good play. Pretty much anybody in this game, if you had like a borderline decision, you were playing him. Used Michael Thomas in DFS, 5 for 78 and a touchdown, catching all 5 targets. Willie Snead was the disappointment, 4 for 47 on 7 targets. And Cadet had 4 catches for 27 yards. On the Panthers side of the football, Cam Newton returned from the concussion. Started off slowly, but 322 passing yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He only had 2 carries in this game for 1 yard, but it was a rushing touchdown. I think the Panthers kind of made it a little clear that they're going to limit the opportunity for Newton to run. He's been taking a beating this year. And this was a good game for Jonathan Stewart. You know, you had to, if you're not going to use him against the Saints, why even roster him? You had to play Stewart. 19 carries, 85 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Cameron Artis Payne was inactive in this game after a good week last week. But again, he doesn't play special teams, so that's going to happen. And that's exactly what they did the first few weeks of the season, and they went right back to it. Greg Olsen, Mr. Reliable, 7 targets, 6 catches for 94 yards. Kelvin Benjamin had 14 targets, 8 for 86. Ted Ginn, 5 for 54. Devin Funchess scored a touchdown, 2 for 28. You can't count on him. Again, big matchup here. He had 6 targets. And Ed Dixon, surprisingly, with 3 catches for 23 yards and a touchdown. Fizey Whitaker, not involved in this game. He had 1 carry and 1 catch for 4 yards. When we return, we'll continue to go through the action from Week 6. We'll look ahead to the action in the Jags-Bears game. The Bears had a lead late. Could they hold on? And what about the Lions? Is Golden Tate alive? We'll break it down next here on the FNTSY News Desk, brought to you by the Daily News on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is the FNTSY News Desk, brought to you by the Daily News. I'm Adam Ronis here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, recapping the action from Week 6 in the NFL. Jacksonville, they beat Chicago 17-16. Jags now 2-3. Bears 1-5. It was not a great day for Blake Bortles. He looked terrible in this game, but he did come through late when they needed him. 271 passing yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 pick. We heard all week T.J. Yeldon is the back for the Jags. He did play more snaps, but it was Chris Ivory who had more touches. 11 carries, 32 yards, and a touchdown for Ivory. T.J. Yeldon, 6 for 21, 1 catch for 5 yards. Ivory caught 2 passes for 3 yards. Allen Hurns, 5 catches, 74 yards, and 11 targets. Marquise Lee caught all 6 targets for 61 yards. Surprising touchdown from Aurelius Ben. A lot of you probably didn't even know he was still in the NFL. He scored on a 51-yard touchdown. Allen Robinson, another disappointing day. He had 2 catches for 34 yards in the opening drive, finished with 3 for 49 on 6 targets. Also had a touchdown that he couldn't corral, winding up for an interception. And Julius Thomas, 2 for 28 on just 4 targets. Bortles also lost a fumble in this game. For the Bears, another 300-yard game for Brian Hoyer, but no touchdowns or no picks. Jordan Howard, 15 carries, 34 yards. He did get a touchdown, and he caught 2 passes for 6 yards. But we did see more Kadeem Carey in this game. Carey had 9 carries for 50 yards in this game. Passing-wise, Cameron Meredith continues. That is another boatload of targets in this game. 15 targets, 11 receptions for 113 yards. We did see a lot of Alshon Jeffrey, though. 13 targets, a season high. Before that, it was seven. Seven catches, 93 yards for Jeffrey, so you like that. Eddie Royal did get banged up in this game. What's new? 4 for 54. Zach Miller, 6 for 36, as the Bears now have a short week as they will travel to play Green Bay on Thursday night. And we'll see. Brian Hoyer has played well for now, but they are 1-5, so we'll see if they stick with him the next coming weeks with Jay Cutler possibly back and healthy. The Lions beat the Rams 31-28. Lions 3-3, Rams 3-3. Matthew Stafford, a solid game here, 23-31, 270 passing yards and four touchdowns. Zach Zenner, 14 for 58 on the ground, 2 for 19 through the air. There was no Theo Riddick in this game, no Dwayne Washington. Justin Forsett made his Lions debut and had 5 carries for 5 yards and no catches. There's no way you could have played him in this game. He has not looked good since last year, so really depth purposes at this point. Golden Tate, probably on the bench of a lot of people. 10 targets, 8 for 165, and a touchdown. This setup is a good Tate game. There was no Theo Riddick. There was no Eric Ebron. They had to throw the ball somewhere, and Tate got a lot of targets and came through if you were bold enough to use them. Anquan Boldin, 8 for 60 and a touchdown on 9 targets, so he took advantage of the absences. Andre Roberts scored a touchdown. Marvin Jones scored a touchdown early in this game. This setup is a big game for him, but only 6 targets, 2 for 10 and a touchdown. So we've seen a couple quiet weeks, but Marvin Jones still getting the touchdowns. Case Keenum, good game here, 27 to 32, 3 touchdowns and a pick. You want to get your quarterbacks in against the Lions. Todd Gurley, a down week. I mean, the Rams scored 28 points. You figure Gurley finds the end zone once, right? Wrong. 14 carries, 58 yards for Gurley, a long of 15. The good thing is, even with Benny Cunningham back, Gurley still had 4 catches for 39 yards on 4 targets. So again, if you're going to get 6 to 8 points in a PPR league alone on the receptions for Gurley, it's just going to raise his floor. But you wanted a touchdown in this game out of Gurley for when the Rams put up 28. Kenny Britt, he's been very consistent. 7 for 136, 2 touchdowns and 8 targets. He probably was owned in deeper leagues already, but Britt has been the go-to guy in this offense. Each and every week he's putting up points, and he just exploded yesterday. Brian Quick, 5 for 61 on 5 targets. Lance Kendricks with a touchdown, 5 for 34, and a score. The Lions have been brutal against the tight end. If you go look, that is like a matchup that you absolutely want to exploit. I can't see a lot of people going in on Lance Kendricks, but if you did, it certainly worked out. The Dolphins upset the Steelers 30-15. Was saying it all week. The Steelers on the road in big spots where it looks like they're a heavy favorite, tend to have a letdown. They did in this one. Ben Roethlisberger, as we mentioned, had the meniscus injury, had the surgery. It looks like he's not going to miss much time, but we'll get official word later on in the next, either later today or the next day or so. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated there. But Roethlisberger wasn't playing well before the injury anyway. 189 passing yards, 1 touchdown and 2 picks. Le'Veon Bell, 10 carries for 53 yards, but as always, heavily involved in the passing game. 7 targets, 6 for 55. Darius Heyward-Bey with a 60-yard rushing touchdown, helping no one. D'Angelo Williams, 3 for 10. Antonio Brown, quiet game for him. 8 targets, 4 for 39. Keep in mind, Antonio Brown has not scored a touchdown with any other quarterback besides Ben Roethlisberger. Eli Rogers, 4 for 35. Sammy Coates did suit up. He had 4 targets, but he didn't record a catch. He was definitely a risky play with that hand injury and the stitches. So Jesse James, 2 for 13. Just an awful day for the Steelers offense. Ryan Tannehill, 252 passing yards, but no touchdowns. Jay Ajayi, the surprising player of the week. 25 carries, 204 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns, including a 62-yard run. Ajayi, 1 catch for 3 yards, but wow, what a stunner here against the Steelers. Their weakness is running backs that catch passes out of the backfield. So you thought, okay, Arian Foster's back, maybe it's him. Wrong. It was Ajayi. Foster had 3 carries for 3 yards and 2 catches for 12 yards, but did not play a lot of snaps. In this one, Damian Williams, 6 carries, 12 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Jarvis Landry bounced back from his worst game of the season. 9 targets, 7 receptions, 91 yards. Devontae Parker, 5 for 28, but he dropped a pass in the end zone, clanked off his hands. And Kenny Stills, the boomer bust play, he is quiet in this one, 2 for 12. So J.J. probably sitting on the waiver wire in quite a few leagues and Still hard to trust the Miami running game, but people desperate for running backs. Bias coming off. If Ajayi's out there, you certainly could pick him up. Patriots over the Bengals, 35-17. This game was close for a while. Tom Brady, 376 pass yards and three touchdowns. LeGarrette Blount, 13 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown. James White, 7 for 19 on the ground, but in the pass game, 8 for 47 and 2 receiving touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski, dominant. 7 catches, 162 yards and a touchdown on 9 targets. Still solid game for Martellus Bennett after scoring 3 touchdowns last week, 5 for 48 here. Chris Hogan, 1 for 39, and that's the thing, the Patriots spread the ball around. Julian Edelman, though, another quiet week, 7 targets but 4 for 30. You got to wonder how healthy he is at this point. You expect more out of Edelman with Brady back. Andy Dalton, 254 passing yards and a touchdown, no picks. Gio Bernard got the bulk of the touches in the backfield for Cincinnati, 15 carries, 49 yards, 4 receptions for 45 yards. Jeremy Hill came in later in this game, 13 carries, 38 yards, 1 catch for 3 yards. So still a timeshare, but Gio looks better right now. A.J. Green, 10 targets, 6 for 88. Tyler Boyd, 4 for 79. And Brandon LaFell did score a touchdown, but only 2 catches for 13 yards. If you play the revenge angle or use LaFell in daily, it was okay. At least he salvaged your day with a touchdown. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 26-10. Alex Smith, a lot of people streamed him, didn't go well. 224 passing yards, no touchdowns, no pick, although it did look like a pass to Dontari Poe, but they called it a lateral. We'll see if the NFL changes that. Spencer Ware, 24 carries, 131 rushing yards, and a touchdown, but Jamal Charles did play, just not as many snaps, 9 for 33 on the ground with a rushing touchdown. Ware also caught 2 for 32, Charles caught 2 for 14. Jeremy Maclin set up for success against the porous Raiders defense. It didn't happen, just 3 targets, 3 for 49 as they played from ahead. Same thing for Travis Kelce, just 3 for 32 as it was a heavy run game for the Chiefs. Derek Carr, 225 passing yards, a touchdown and a pick, his worst game of the year. No Latavius Murray again, so DeAndre Washington, 10 for 49 on the ground. He did not catch a pass. Jalen Richard, 4 carries for 8 yards. He caught 2 passes, 5 yards. Amari Cooper, really the bright spot for the Raiders. 10 for 129 on 13 targets. Clive Walford, 2 for 25. And Michael Crabtree, a down game for him. He's been so consistent, but just 2 catches for 10 yards again as the Raiders offense really did nothing. Crabtree did get a red zone target, though, and could not convert it. The Falcons, good effort here on the road against Seattle. They were impressive. They fall 26-24. Russell Wilson, 270 passing yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He's not running, though. He's clearly not 100%. 6 carries, 7 yards. Kristen Michael, great matchup here. 18 for 64 on the ground with 2 rushing touchdowns and 3 receptions for 19 yards. Alex Collins had 1 carry. It went for a 2-yard touchdown run. Jimmy Graham continues to look excellent. 9 targets, 6 catches for 89 yards. C.J. Spiller, 3 for 38. Doug Baldwin shut down here, 4 for 31. And Tyler Lockett, clearly not healthy, also 3 for 23. Matt Ryan came through in a tough spot. 335 passing yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick. The run game was shut down. Devonta Freeman, 12 for 40. Tevin Coleman, 5 for 10. Freeman did add 3 catches for 10. Coleman, 1 for 7. Julio Jones against Richard Sherman a lot. 7 for 139 and a touchdown. Mohamed Sanu, 5 for 47 and a touchdown in this game. The Cowboys go into Green Bay, and they win. Big win for the Cowboys. They are 5-1. Green Bay falls to 3-2. Cowboys win this game 30-16. Impressive game for Dak Prescott. 247 through the air, 3 touchdowns and a pick. Ezekiel Elliott against that vaunted Green Bay defense who had played no one. 28 carries, 157 yards rushing. That's 4 straight games of at least 130 yards for the rookie. Elliott also 2 for 17. Through the air, Terrence Williams, 4 for 75. Cole Beasley, 6 for 58 and 2 touchdowns. Bryce Butler with a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers, 294, a touchdown and a pick. He also fumbled and missed a Randall Cobb wide open in the end zone. Eddie Lacy was banged up, played through it, 17 for 65. But Ty Montgomery out of the backfield, 10 catches for 98 yards and 12 targets. And Davante Adams left this game with a head injury. Jordy Nelson, 5 for 68. Randall Cobb, 7 for 53 and a touchdown. And in the night game last night, the Texans rally. They were down late. It looked like they were done. Osweiler was playing terrible. Texans win this game in overtime, 26-23. Lamar Miller had a big game, 149 yards rushing and a touchdown. And through the air, 3 for 29 a touch. Jack Doyle scored for the Colts. Andrew Luck had a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. That wraps it up here on the FNTSY News Desk, brought to you by the Daily News. I'm Adam Ronis here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.